the last days. The present state of the world is directly linked to the world's standing with Jesus Christ. Some know him, some loathe him. Some ignore him, some adore him. Some misread him, some malign him. Some have missed him, so we stand at a crossroads. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone to what will happen next. Watch and pray, for these are the last days when your survival will be heavily dependent on how successful you are at dodging pestilences. Choose to obey God's service, or the world will get you to serve for no eternal rewards. Do not be weighed down with all dissipations. Have the wisdom to lighten up by prayers and supplications. God doesn't do favorites. Whatever you invest in, or whatever your investment portfolio, that will be your reward possibility. Some have made a habit of making destruction and corruption their rewards because they do not desist in investing in greed, jealousy, anger, immorality, drunkenness, orgies, and the likes. Some are already reaping eternal life because they continue to invest in righteousness, kindness, peace, joy, self-control, faithfulness, love, even though nobody is watching.